Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. You are just in time for the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted, not to mention most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Last minute guest today, and we greatly appreciate Lathan Watts from First Liberty Institute joining us this afternoon to talk about a Supreme Court decision that came down in Washington today. Lathan, first of all, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Certainly. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you here. Sometimes when the Supreme Court issues a decision or makes a decision and announces it, it is not actually a ruling, but in this instance, it can be kind of confusing because people may hear it and say, well, what exactly is going on here? Were the plaintiffs supported or what exactly is happening? And this, of course, is in the case that the Supreme Court today heard penalizing the bakers in Oregon for exercising free speech. We've heard a previous case. And now, since we had a ruling in that case, I guess it's safe to say that had a bearing on today's SCOTUS decision?
Yes, sir, it did. What the Supreme Court did today is called a grant, vacate, and remand. So what they did was they took our appeal and basically said, look, the Oregon Court of Appeals decision has been vacated, and we are sending this back to the Oregon Court of Appeals to basically, you get another chance to get this right now that you have our masterpiece cake shop decision. So it will go back to the Oregon Court of Appeals to be reheard in light of the masterpiece ruling.
So essentially, the Oregon Court of Appeals has been told by the Supreme Court, you guys need to do a do-over here.
That's exactly right. Yes, you know, kind of like the Supreme Court saying, here's the masterpiece opinion in case you didn't read it the first time.
Right. May have slipped your attention, yeah, even though it was in all the papers. Yeah.
Right. That appeal was the original appeal at the Oregon Court of Appeals was pending at the time that we were waiting on the masterpiece decision. So the Oregon Court of Appeals could have originally waited to get the masterpiece decision and then ruled on Aaron and Melissa's case in light of that, but they didn't. They went ahead and upheld the Bureau of Labor and Industry's $135,000 penalty against the Kleins, essentially bankrupted their business. And so we then went to the Oregon State Supreme Court, who declined to hear it. So we took it to the U.S. Supreme Court, and now we have this decision from the U.S. Supreme Court telling the Oregon Court of Appeals, you probably should have waited on that masterpiece decision. So here's your chance to rule on this in light of the masterpiece decision.
Well, all I can say to this, Lathan, is thank God for organizations like First Liberty, because while the Constitution obviously protects speech, whether it's popular speech or not, unlike what we see on college campuses where conservative speech is shouted down, we still have religious freedoms in this country, and yet we have governmental authorities, like the case of Masterpiece Cake Shop Limited versus the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, where we have outright hostility towards religious Americans who want to exercise their religious freedoms.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what's going on in this case. You know, Aaron and Melissa are just seeking to live according to their beliefs, and that's what the First Amendment protects. The First Amendment clause and the free speech clause Sometimes, honestly, the line between what is speech and what is free exercise can get a little blurry, but that's okay because the First Amendment protects both of them.
Yes.
And when it comes to religious freedom, the founders intended us to be able to live according to what we believe every day of the week, not just on Sundays, not just to believe whatever we want to believe, but to actually put that faith into action and live according to it. And if you're a small business owner, that means running your business according to your religious beliefs. And so that's what we're seeking to defend on behalf of Aaron and Melissa and small business owners everywhere who, after the Obergefell decision and even after the Masterpiece decision,
mm-hmm.
are still kind of left wondering exactly what their rights are as to how to run their business. So we're hopeful that this case will help flesh that out for everyone.
We're talking with Lathan Watts with First Liberty. The backstory on this, if you don't remember it, the state of Oregon's Bureau of Labor and Industries, or BOLI, B-O-L-I is the acronym for that, found that the Kleins, who Lathan just mentioned, had violated Oregon's public accommodation statute after Aaron and Melissa declined to design and create a wedding cake celebrating a same-sex marriage. And in addition to the $135,000 penalty for emotional damages, their description, BOLI issued a gag order preventing them from even talking about their beliefs that were the foundation of their refusal in the first place. And as a result, the Kleins essentially were forced out of business, right?
That's exactly right. And so now we are going to be back in front of the Oregon Court of Appeals, thanks to the Supreme Court. And hopefully the Oregon Court will get it right this time and protect Aaron and Melissa's First Amendment rights. If not, then we'll be looking to bring the case back to the state Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court if necessary.
Yeah, we would hope at this point, Mr. Watts, that the Oregon Court of Appeals would wake up and smell the coffee and realize that the winds have shifted in the direction of the Constitution of the United States.
You know, I hope you're right. And really, ever since the Obergefell decision, there's been a lot of people in the business community who want to know what this means for them.
I'm sure.
And, you know, I really think I always try to assume the best motives in everyone. But
mm-hmm.
I think after that decision, you have a couple of groups of people who were just trying to find their way and find a way to peacefully coexist. Right. And so what our clients tried to do should be that reasonable middle ground, which is, hey, look, we're happy to serve you on just about every other occasion. We just can't do your wedding. Okay,
right.
That's
right.
It. And I'm sure there are plenty of other people who can and who will. And that's a reasonable middle ground. You know what? Don't if the government won't force us to participate in a ceremony we feel conflicted about, we're not going to ask anybody who they're sleeping with when they come in to buy muffins.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
right.
That ought to be, you know, fairly easy.
Sure.
But,
it's none of their business.
And, complicate things.
Well, yeah, it's none of their business, and they frankly don't care.
Right. Right. So we'll see. Like I said, we're going to go back to the Oregon Court of Appeals and hopefully get this straightened out for Aaron and Melissa and for small business owners everywhere.
If this continues in this vein, Mr. Watts, will they be able to resume their business, do you believe, or what's their status there?
Hard to say. Yeah. Some of it would actually depend on, you know, what the Oregon Court of Appeals does,
right.
And whether or not they would be able to get the money back. That might be a factor for them. But I haven't talked to them to ask, you know, really what their plans for the future are. So it's hard to say. But first things first, we'll go back to the Court of Appeals and hopefully get a win.
Sure. Well, congratulations on today's ruling by SCOTUS.
Thank you very much.
And thanks to the folks at First Liberty. I know that you guys have been the lead attorneys on this First Liberty Institute, along with Boyd and Gray and Associates, appearing for them before the Supreme Court. Lathan, thanks very much for your time today, and congratulations on a great win.
Thank you very much. And you know, all your listeners who want to keep informed on this can just follow us at firstliberty.org, and there'll be lots of updates there.
Excellent. Thanks, Mr. Watts. Appreciate your time today,
all right,
sir.
Thank you.
You bet. Quarter after five here on the Bobby Mac Show. This is what this essentially means is that the Supreme Court agrees that the state of Oregon validated this case wrongly, incorrectly, and that there is indeed religious hostility that was expressed in this case. That is the $135,000 penalty against their bakery. So Supreme Court telling Oregon. Guys, we looked at this, and guess what? Your conclusion was
wrong.
Right. 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here, and right back to the phones we go here on the Monday edition on WORD.
Rock on, brother.
You got it. Welcome back. 522 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Monday Can't Trust That Day edition. And finally, we get to the phones and Lou in Campobello. Lou, sorry for the breaking news interruption there about the Supreme Court decision today, and appreciate your patience in sticking around and hanging on to be with us.
No problem, Bobby. Thank you for having me on. You know, with all the turmoil and trouble in this world and all the big decisions, it's good to know that O.J. Simpson's going to be letting his insight be known to everybody.
Yeah, boy, I've been waiting on tenterhooks for all this. This is the anniversary, of course, of the slow-speed Bronco chase, and I've been waiting ever since then to hear O.J. tell his side of the story on Twitter.
Yeah, well, you know, there's so many things. Listening to the program through that gentleman that was talking about the case in Oregon, I think that's an incredible victory for anybody that wants their opinion to matter just as much as anybody else's. You know, I don't think they told them they think it was wrong. They just didn't want to bake the cake.
Exactly.
You know, I've always believed if someone doesn't want my business, I can go somewhere that they do.
Well, in the real world, we all understand these individuals could have gone to probably one of a dozen other bakeries in Colorado, and they would have been happy to perform the function they wanted done. But this was, many believe, a case of targeting and harassment.
Well, I mean, it's forcing their lifestyle, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, whatever, on somebody else and making those people say, well, okay, I accept it. And everybody has their right, just as much right as the people that wanted the cake to marry one another.
Sure.
As the person who said they don't want to get. But you know, I wanted to call originally about the illegals in the census.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how. It's on population that they get the representation in the House, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. In Congress and essentially in the Senate as well.
Well, the Senate's two from every state.
That's
so the
right.
Senate's pretty much equal, right?
Yes.
But the House of Representatives is broken by how many people in certain areas. You know, the Democrats are, I don't know how you can count illegal aliens and break up the representation, because you know what's going to happen. California and New York, their populations, if you count the illegals, are going to explode.
Right.
Where places like Idaho, maybe Montana, North and South Dakota, where there isn't such a big implosion, you know, I mean, how are they going to get equal representation?
Yeah, good question. And make no mistake, because in North and South Dakota, where they have smaller populations, 770-some thousand, I think, in North Dakota, and just over 800,000 in South Dakota, an influx of 10,000 illegals has a statistically bigger impact than in a larger state.
And you know, the Democrats are exploding about Trump saying that, you know, if a foreign entity called him. You know, can you imagine if Canada called Trump, or Canada made it known that the Democratic Party was trying to get people in Ontario or Windsor to vote in the election or register them?
Right.
Don't you think that is something that should be known, and you would definitely want to hear about that?
Well, look, here's the ridiculous part of this argument. On the one hand, curious George Stephanopoulos, who has been a Clinton devotee for decades, poses a hypothetical question to President Trump about something the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton have already done. And in fact, the Democrats didn't just listen with open ears when somebody called and suggested that the Russians were colluding with President Trump. They went out and paid for falsely created information they then weaponized to the FISA court. Which of these do you think is a more drastic offense?
But the Democratic mantra is going to be, oh, that's in the past. Anything that the Democrats did, that's in the past. Let's talk about what he's doing now.
Yeah, yeah.
The hypocrisy is amazing.
You know, I think part of this, too, is that I don't have any evidence for this whatsoever. Stephen Miller in the White House has not called me up and told me this. But I can't escape the feeling that President Trump is somewhat amusement challenged in the White House. And so as a result, Twitter is his source of entertainment and amusement. And there's nothing that he finds more entertaining than be able to tweak the Democrats and to upset their delicate progressive sensibilities. So I think a lot of this is intentionally designed. I can imagine President Trump sitting in the president and first lady's quarters on the second floor of the White House with his phone and hitting send on a tweet and just laughing to himself and saying, "Watch their heads explode when they get this one." You know?
Well, you know, Bobby, if the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office said that, you know, we want to put Bobby away for 10 years,
right?
And we're just looking for a crime,
yep,
to fit that bill to do it. You know, impeachment. They're looking for anything to impeachment. They said it when he was inaugurated. When the 2018 Congress came in, the Democrats wanted impeachment.
Sure.
If they did the same to you, if the Sheriff's Department said, "Hey, we have an 8-year sentence. We're just looking for something that Bobby did, so we can justify it." Tell me you wouldn't use your radio spot as a bully pulpit?
You bet.
To get even?
Yeah. Well, it bears a terrifying similarity to Stalin's old Soviet Union, where the head of his secret police famously said, "Show me the man and I'll find you the crime." That's exactly what's going on with Donald Trump.
Well, I hope General Flynn, I hope it's his new lawyers, I hope he could pin something on Mueller.
Yep.
It would really make me feel good if I saw Mueller taken away and Comey taken away in handcuffs. But the dual justice system in this country, I don't think it's ever going
to
happen.
Yeah, when people who put one hand on the Bible and raise the other and swear to uphold and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States are themselves the lawbreakers, we've got serious trouble.
Yes, we do.
I appreciate the call, Lou. Thanks very much. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. Our call went a little bit long, so on the other side of the news, the previously announced edition for Monday of Yes or BS. Bob and the Bobettes will be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
You betcha. 5:38 now, 22 before 6 here in the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along here as we get the first work day of this week out of the way. And as previously advertised, it is now time for today's edition of Yes or BS.
And now it's time for Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
ya.
Or BS.
Don't get me back. Good bulls.
Yeah, that's right. So you decide, is it yes or is it BS? And today, this particular Monday here in mid-June, as we give you a statement and you decide yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS, it is National Eat Your Vegetables Day. So let's see how much you know about your greens. Miss Moneypenny, ready to go?
Yes.
Little Annie in the News Center, ready to go?
Yes.
And you guys are guaranteed, I think, if you were paying attention last week, you guys are guaranteed at least one win.
Us pay okay. attention?
Pay attention. Pay attention to what?
Don't!
All right, here we go. Question number one. According to a new study out last week, mentioned here on the Bobby Mack Show, America's favorite vegetables is carrots. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes, you guys are correct.
Broccoli.
That's right. Broccoli, our favorite vegetable. Although that study, I believe, was paid for by the National Broccoli Growers Association. Maybe some question about its veracity. Yeah, broccoli, our favorite veggie.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Corn is next. That was number one in South Carolina, by the way. And then carrots. Question number two. Questions get tougher as we go along. The watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma. Yes or BS?
BS.
Yes.
Moneypenny is correct, Amundo.
Paper.
but sadly, little Annie was on that way. It is classified as a fruit everywhere else.
Well, that's
but,
why I said BS.
Yeah, well, in 2007, the Oklahoma legislature, in all their wisdom, voted to make it the state vegetable. Their reasoning was watermelons are related to cucumbers, which are usually classified as a veggie. It seems like a stretch to me, but there you go. Number three, the first vegetable that was grown, harvested, and eaten in space was lettuce. Yes or BS?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep, you are both correct this time. In 2015, astronauts on the space station ate some red lettuce, which they actually grew up there in space. They'd grown other vegetables before, including taters, but they'd never eaten them. Can't say that I blame them. Number four, Florida grows more vegetables than any other state. Yes or BS.
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 Yeah, you both are correct. Again, you know, of course, 40% of our vegetables are grown in California. Florida and Minnesota are next at about 7%. How do they grow 7% of our vegetables in Minnesota?
Greenhouses?
Oh, well, I guess so. Yeah.
He said vegetables.
That's right. Well, some, you know what I meant. And finally, this evening, according to the USDA, half of your plate should be covered in fruits and vegetables.
BS.
Yes.
Yeah, Moneypenny is correct.
I hate her.
Little Annie, I'm afraid, was
wrong.
Less than 1 in 10 Americans, by the way, meet the recommended 2 to 3 servings of vegetables a day. However, I hasten to point out the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny, and Little Annie in the News Center eat enough vegetables for a couple of other percentage points there. Because you guys go through some serious veggies.
Yep.
I go through a lot of serious salads. So I guess, yeah, veggies.
Yeah, they're good for you.
Got to have the cheese and bacon on it, though.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Okay, good going, ladies. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That is today's edition of Yes or BS. 5:43, 17 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I mentioned the president is kind of tweaking the Democrats, I think, a lot of the time with things that he puts out in tweets, just to see what kind of reaction he's going to get, and probably to help to drive Nancy Pelosi a little further crazy than she already is. The president now today tweaking him about a third term, which of course he knows. You know, you can only after FDR, you know, we changed the Constitution. You can only serve two terms as president, but you know he just loves to kind of tweak them. In on the text line, Bobby, Oklahoma considers watermelons vegetables. Not surprised. Elizabeth Princess Liar Watha Warren is originally from Oklahoma, and she calls herself Native American. Well, there you go. You know, you can call yourself whatever you remember. The what was her name? Rachel Dolezal, the white woman out in, Oregon or Washington, one or the other, who was the head of the local NAACP chapter. She was white. And she identified as African-American. So there you go. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back on the other side as we cruise on here on Monday on WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 5:50 now, 10 before 6 here, the Bobby Mac Show, the Monday edition. Appreciate the lift here during rush hour. I mentioned the president loves to tweak the progressives and the media as far as that is concerned. The president, of course, doing that interview. And a lot of people saying, why in the world would the president sit down for an interview with Clintonista, Curious George Stephanopoulos, the guy that ran the war room with Hillary to destroy the character and reputations of all the women who came forward to accuse Bill Clinton of sexual improprieties back in the day during the bimbo eruptions. Well, the president told the war room hack and current ABC News host Curious George Stephanopoulos over the weekend that he believes President Obama, quote, must have known about the Spygate scandal, the attempt to depose him. In addition, the president dropped another huge breadcrumb, hinting that in the days and weeks ahead, the country will find out for certain whether Obama was indeed written in, as they say, on the scandal, and whether he actually pulled the strings. There was no crime. There was no collusion. The big thing's collusion. Now there's no collusion, Trump told Stephanopoulos in the interview that aired Sunday. That means they set, it was a setup, in my opinion, and I think it's going to come out. Trump noted further, citing a text between FBI star-crossed lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page regarding their insurance policy, so-called, as they referred to it. In addition, the two exchanged messages indicating that Obama was directly being kept in the loop. September 2nd, 2016, text to Strzok about preparing talking points for then-FBI Director James Comey to give to President Obama. Lisa Page said it was important to do so because, quote, POTUS, the president, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing, end quote. And earlier, it was reported that Obama would also have been kept in the loop by his attorney general, Loretta Lynch, who was a lot more loyal to him than Jeff Sessions had been to President Trump. As ABC News noted in February of last year, the FISA court is a secret tribunal with legal authority to grant or deny warrants for electronic surveillance against would-be spies or terrorists. The court, made up of 11 federal judges serving seven-year terms and selected by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, meets in private, sometimes in the middle of the night. FISA targets are highly classified. More than 1,000 applications for electronic surveillance, all signed by the Attorney General, are submitted each year, and the vast majority are approved. Stephanopoulos asked President Trump outright if he thought Obama was involved in Spygate. You clearly believe that there was a group of people working against you. I would say that he certainly must have known, the president replied, certainly must have known about it because it went very high up the chain, but you're going to find that out. I'm not going to make that statement quite yet, but I would say President Obama had to know about it. Now, remember that just a few weeks before the president's inauguration in January of 2017, Obama and Joe Biden, Susan Rice, James Comey, and James Clapper all met in the Oval Office and discussed the phony Steele dossier. And there's more. Charges made to the original FISA Act of 1978 visa the FISA Amendments Act of 2008, which was renewed in December of 2012, give presidents and the intelligence community much more latitude when it comes to surveillance of so-called foreign persons. Yale law professor Jack Balkin said the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 effectively gives the president, now President Obama, the authority to run surveillance programs similar, in effect, to the warrantless surveillance program secretly implemented by George Bush in late 2001. That's because new FISA no longer requires individualized targets in all surveillance programs. Some programs may be vacuum cleaner programs that listen to a great many different calls and read a great many different emails without any requirement of a warrant directed at a particular person, as long as no U.S. person is directly targeted as the object of the program. And since the spying against the Team Trump was set up as a counterintelligence operation, Obama would have been updated regularly via the president's daily intelligence brief from Langley, as the Brookings Institute noted in a policy paper arguing for the Trump administration to renew legislation reauthorizing Section 702 of the FISA Act, which clarifies the warrant requirements. Information gathered via FISA is accessible by the president. The paper also noted this important distinction. We often think about 702 as an NSA authority, National Security Agency, but it also, to a significant degree, has FBI authority. Thus, the person and the integrity of the FBI director is critically important to the integrity of the program. And who was the person running the FBI? Right, James Comey. The question about whether Obama did or did not know about all of this has been answered on more than one occasion, and I personally believe the answer is, oh, yeah. And look, realistically, does it make sense that all of these people who have spent their entire professional lives rising to these high positions in government, Clapper, Comey, Brennan, and the rest, would have gone out on such a long limb and done something like this without the approval of their superiors? I don't think that one's going to pass the smell test. Stand by, one more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.